I'm sure it won't come as any shock to you if I said that increasing one of these levers by a relatively small amount of 10% will increase your profitability by 10%. Yet if we increase all seven levers by 10% each, by how much will our overall profitability increase? This is where the remarkable compounding effect comes into play. Focusing on these key leverage points will actually yield a total return greater than the sum of the individual improvements. Increasing all seven levers by just 10% will effectively double your overall profitability. Let's work through the math using some very simple round numbers. Auntie's Clothing Store. Imagine you're my aunt who owns a clothing store in Australia, not the Outback. To start with, you're going to work out your metrics for the last 12 months. 1. Suspects. 100,000 first-time customers walked through the doors of your store during the last year. 2. Prospects. 20,000 of them tried on a garment. This means your starting prospect rate is 20%. 3. Conversion. 4,000 of those who tried something on went on to make a purchase. This means your starting conversion rate is 20%. 4. Average item price. The average price across all the items you sell, shirts, jackets, sweaters, ties, is $100. 5. Items per sale. Some clients only buy one item, whilst others buy multiple items, shirts, jacket, and matching tie, resulting in the average items per sale value of 1.1. 6. Transactions per customer. Since these are all new customers, you don't currently receive any repeat business, so the transactions per customer is 1.0. A quick calculation at this point tells us you have 4,000 customers buying 1.1 items per sale at $100 average item price, resulting in $440,000 in gross revenue. 7. Profit margin. After expenses, your net profit is $66,000, making your overall profit margin 15%.